Hey everybody, what's up? This is Dangerous ASMR, and welcome to the first character Q&A. I hope you enjoy. Dorian Phelan asks, which giantess is your favorite? This one was kind of funny to me, because character Q&A is generally for characters, but this was actually asking me about characters, and I got more of those questions than I expected, but, you know, I appreciate it. For me, I think it's kind of hard to put a finger on, you know, favorite when it comes to characters, because so often it's like comparing apples to oranges, you know? And a character can be just like a completely immoral pile of trash in a series, but still be an enjoyable character. But I will say if I had to meet any of them, the giantess sisters would probably be the best ones that, like, as a human, I could come across. Well, depending on your kinks, I guess. Boggle asks, to the Countess, Carmelina, Venus, Alpha, and Witch. Just wanted to say, you guys are awesome. And how do you all celebrate Christmas, if you celebrate at all?
Yes, in fact, I do. Not every year, of course, but when the mood strikes and can be quite enjoyable. No big celebration, just a reason to spend time with those you love.
Oh, yes. I always make a point to celebrate. I usually skip on the presents, though, and just have a nice big holiday meal instead. What can I say? It's always better when you can celebrate with a gift. Yeah, no thanks. I mean, even if there was a god, why would I celebrate their fucking existence? They're the whole reason I'm in this mess in the first place.
I do not know what that is, but I do love celebrations. So, no, but thank you for asking.
I celebrate the solstice, yes, by preparing offerings for the following year. And a bit of mulled wine never hurt either.
Boggle also asked, to Nails and Gale, what are your thoughts on Taylor Swift?
Damn, you had to say the T word around.
Oh my gosh, did someone mention Tay-Tay? I have every album, poster, concert, DVD.
Gee, I think this channel has enough yandere's.
I love her so much. The amount of slay she brings is unreal.
I mean, she cool when she not in T-Swizzle mode. Nothing worse than a white chick talking street.
Come on, Nails. Sing with me. You're on the phone with your girlfriend.
Oh my, Gail. Your mic's been cut off. Don't worry, I'm sure it's just a technical error. Any furthermore Nails-appropriate questions can be given to your girl. Especially if your name is Chris Hemsworth. I'll let you inside any time.
Dangerous as Freya asks, to the French maid, would you like to go for a swim one day?
Mais oui. I do love to get wet.
Jim Pyre asks, to the first yandere I ever listened to, is the dog okay? And did you finally let your partner out of the house?
Of course my Daisy is okay. Gosh, I would never let anything happen to my perfect sweet baby puppy. No, never. I mean, just thinking about someone hurting my poor little angel just makes me want to put a bitch in their place. Not that violence is good, but for some people it's just a little, necessary. And my partner, my love, my sweet, darling, perfect love, they don't want to leave, so why would I let them leave? Yeah, they were just confused before.
Jerry Zhao asks, is there any follow-ups with the Speed Trapped series? Really like to know where our rogue protagonist is going to head next. Any chance for a similar Night Nurse vibe series in the future? Thank you very much. I'm always up for continuing a series if it's something people want to see, definitely. I've gotten requests for Speed Trap before, so it's definitely one I plan to do in the future. And as for the Night Nurse, I'm always looking to do more erotic that's really quiet and soft and like binaural focus, so definitely, hopefully, in the future, and hopefully sometime soon. Duck Hudson asks, to Venus, we know your cruelty knows no bounds, but have you ever regarded another being as more than a snack?
You can call me cruel all you want, but most of you meat sacks aren't worth more than the flesh you're made of. It's like, you say that I should see you as more than a meal, but I say, what have you done to deserve that?
Prima Donna Kath asks, to gentle Dom girlfriend, describe your perfect date night. A long meal, lots of courses, lots of wine, great conversation, and hopefully some incredible sex, too. I guess that depends on how good my kitten's been. Lavender Delight asks, for the supportive Dom GF, what's your favorite form of self-care? Personally, when I'm having a rough day, I love soaking in a nice hot bath with a glass of something potently alcoholic in hand. Or, when things get really bad, I like to take a day off for myself. No work, no guilt, just existing in a peaceful moment amidst the chaos. And, for reluctant succubus, who do I have to fight on your behalf? Please don't fight. Even if it's for me, that just brings more harm. Plus, some of them might, like it. Godspeed asks, Tiandre stepmom, could you please be my stepmom? It depends. Are you willing to be completely and utterly devoted to me, body, mind, and soul, like a good stepchild should? Then maybe I'll consider it. I don't just step-parent anyone, after all. Strawberry Smiggles asks, Tiandre stepmother, sorry, just need the legal terminology, I swear. When did you first feel that you need to take over as your child's mother? How can I take over a position that was never filled to begin with? If she was a better mother, I wouldn't have to keep stepping in and helping my poor innocent baby find their way in the world. Now would I? They also ask, you seem to care more for your child than their father, due to the level of attention and active role play for the child. Is that assumption correct? How dare you imply such a thing? I care for my husband just as much as my child. You know how kids are at that age. Barely even adults. They need a lot of supervision. Giving my child the attention they require to excel in life hardly means I'm playing favorites. Shame on you. And finally, if your child expresses a desire, permission, for a significant other, male or female, how would you go about fulfilling this request? If it is granted. I don't care what they want right now. There is a pandemic going on. There is no way in hell I would allow my child to endanger themselves and every other member of our family because they can't control the tingles in their no-no place. Tater Tot asks, for the Dom girlfriend, what's your favorite food? Do you like to cook? I have a soft spot for pasta, especially good bolognese or penne alla vodka. Something about a big bowl of carbs. It's pure comfort for the soul. And I do enjoy cooking, even though I don't always pull off the recipes 100%. Chicken Dipper asks, to the Andre stepmother, I have three of my male friends coming over tonight to chill. Do you have anything planned? Should I be nervous? Why would you be nervous? The only thing I have planned is to make sure you boys don't get up to too much mischief. I know how kids can be when they get together in groups. Nothing but violence and raging hormones. How irritating. To the Lovecraftian goddess of madness, what is your end goal for me? You assume there is an end. How amusing. And the Andre Stalker. It's been a long time. How have you been? Oh, me? I've been good. I've been better. And I wish that my love was here with me. And I wish I didn't have to keep working so hard to bring him back home with me when he knows that's where he's supposed to be. You know? Yeah. And finally, Hyperam asks, since everyone is covering the most well-known, what do you think is the fate of the sisters in the Doppler effect? I doubt we'll get a follow-up, so I wanted to know what you think would happen. I really enjoyed this question. I thought about it, and this is what I came up with. So I like to imagine that the shadow twin, the mirror twin, would try and replace the listener, like usurp her relationships, that kind of thing. And eventually she would drive a wedge between the listener and some of the people closest to them. And I would like to think that after that happened, one of her friends, like one of her closest friends, would notice that something was wrong, and they would go to her house to investigate. And that was when, like, they would go in, they'd try to be like, can I get any clues or whatever? And then the listener would be in there in the mirror, like banging on the glass, getting their attention, right? And so all of this, like, they'd find some way to, like, get to this final showdown. Maybe, like, I like to imagine the final showdown would happen with, like, maybe, like, the best friend would trick, like, the evil shadow twin, right? To, like, come back to the house or whatever, trick her somehow into the mirror so she could, like, duke it out with the listener. And just to have the listener, like, win at the last minute, get in the real world and, like, break the fuck out of the mirror. And then we'd, like, fade out and we would just have to wonder, like, is the Doppler twin really gone? Or will she be back in some other, like, reflective surface in the future? Or at least that's where my mind went anyway. All right, guys, that's it for part one. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you again here next week for something else. All right, I'll talk to you then. Bye.